From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russian officials say an agreement has been reached for President Vladimir Putin and President Trump to meet in a third country. The announcement came Wednesday as U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton was in Moscow for talks with Putin and other senior Russian officials. Details about the location of the meeting are to be announced on Thursday. It's expected to take place after Trump attends the NATO summit on July 11th and 12th and visits Britain on July 13th. Vienna and Helsinki are among the venues being considered. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced Wednesday he plans to retire, giving President Trump the opportunity to replace him with a more conservative judge. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kennedy's departure will give President Trump a chance to pick a second high court justice in less than 2 years.
That will begin immediately.
Telling reporters he'll choose from an already set list of 25 names.
I think the list is very outstanding.
Kennedy was a Reagan appointee, but has been the high court's swing vote on major issues. And constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley says the president can now tilt the court in a solidly conservative direction.
This is the news that liberals have dreaded, certainly since the beginning of the Trump administration.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
After a week-long standoff, an aid ship carrying 234 migrants docked Wednesday in Malta after seven other European Union countries agreed to share acceptance of the refugees with the tiny island nation. They are Italy, Ireland, France, Luxembourg, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Portugal. This is VOA News. Member countries of the